We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Thursday, September 16th. The CU football team will be putting the finishing touches on its preparation today ahead of Saturday's meeting with Minnesota at Folsom Field. So far through two games, the Buffs' offense has been inconsistent behind young quarterback Brendan Lewis. Carl Durrell's Buffaloes have gotten behind in the sticks on many occasions, putting themselves in third and long positions. Versus UNC, CU did convert 6 of 10 third downs, but versus A&M, the Buffaloes were 4 of 14 on third down conversions. And the Buffs' average length on their third downs was 6.9 yards versus the Bears and 8 yards versus the Aggies.
The efficiency has to be better. That was definitely evident this last game, not having enough efficiency and not getting good enough yardage on first and second down. So, you know, we have to be more proficient at that. You know, that's something that's definitely an issue we need to address, and it's part of the many of things that we're addressing. And we have to – I think that type of game told us, you know, really the players you can depend on a little bit too. So I think that's something that we'll continue to hopefully improve and get more people involved in our offense that gives us a chance to have a number of weapons. And right now we haven't had the efficiency of doing that, and that's why we've been in these long third downs. So – you know, we're working on all sorts of things, you know, whether it's running the ball with more efficiency or the throwing game being more efficient. You know, and that was probably the one area that needed more efficiency of anything was their throwing game. And we got to continue to work on that. We know we have a young quarterback. Everybody knows that. So, you know, it's challenging, you know, with young quarterbacks bringing them along. But Brendan is capable, very capable, and we have to give him you know, the reps and the confidence each and every week that he's making progress each and every week.
Now, as for the quarterback position, with the training camp injury to JT Shrout, the Buffs' signal calling responsibilities is squarely on the shoulders of Brendan Lewis, the redshirt freshman. However, Durrell says he'd certainly like to get true freshman Drew Carter some snaps if possible.
Drew Carter is a really good up-and-coming talent. We want him to have more experience playing, just like we did in the first game. But to do that, we have to be what Justin just said. We have to be more efficient offensively, so and be in control of some of these games so we feel comfortable to put him in. But we would love for him to get more experience just because there's nothing at that position that really is going to help that position grow is really playing. playing at this level and seeing going against a college defense and how fast it is out there and how fast they have to digest information and performance. So we're trying to do all those things. It's just we haven't had a chance to do that this past game because of how close it was. But we do feel that Drew has a lot of potential, and we want him to get some experience. We really do.
Saturday, the Buffaloes play the final non-conference game of the season, hosting Minnesota at Folsom Field at 11 o'clock Mountain Time. Our coverage in the Colorado Football Network begins at 9 a.m. The game can be heard in Denver on 630 KHOW. Click on the Listen link on the football schedule page at CUBuffs.com, and it can be streamed on the Varsity Network app at the Varsity Network. com. Hey, don't forget tonight, we've got another Buffs primetime from 7 until 8 o'clock. We'll hear from the Buffs head coach, of course, assistant coach and defensive passing game coordinator Brett Maxey, and safety Isaiah Lewis. You can catch the show on the Colorado Football Network in Denver on 630 KHOW and on the Varsity Network app. On the sports schedule this week, today through Sunday, women's tennis is in San Francisco in the battle for the Bay Classic. Also tonight, volleyball battles rivals CSU at the event center at 7 o'clock. On Saturday, cross country competes in the OSU Cowboy Jubilee in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And then volleyball has its rematch on Saturday with CSU, this time up in Fort Collins at 1 p.m. And on Sunday, soccer travels down to Denver to battle DU at 1 p.m. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.